Here we go. And now, from the Mammoth Oasis, it's the woman who is mad because there's no frame for this picture that she's using for people who can see what's happening anymore. The sports widow, Molly Erdman. That was similar to how the old intros used to be. I remember now they used to be like that.
Yeah.
And they're not like that.
Maybe
anymore.
For good reason.
Well, no, I went into it thinking I could just jump back into that old format, and I can't. You can't do that.
No.
You can never go back.
You were much younger then.
I was. I've always when the picture was taken?
No, when we were doing this podcast before.
Well, it was days younger, yeah. But in that picture, much younger.
Yeah, that was like 10 years ago.
That's amazing that we've known each other that long.
We've known each other even longer than that.
I know.
So.
So this is our Monday show, and we're pretty excited for this week because we actually have a recurring segment idea for Wednesday. Now, today's Monday, so don't hang up yet because I have an idea. I'm going to kind of spring it on Molly.
Okay.
For our Monday segment. But our Wednesday segment, we're very excited about. We're not going to tell you what that is. Instead, we're going to start off talking sports.
Okay.
Because, it's the Sports Widow show.
Is that what you're springing on me?
No.
What are you springing on me?
Like a recurring segment idea.
On Wednesday?
No. We have the Wednesday one. Today I am.
Oh, okay.
We'll see if it works out.
Okay.
Not surprisingly, a lot will depend on you.
Okay. Yeah.
But as usual, we'll start with sports. I can't say as always because there's not always enough sports really worthy of talking about.
True.
And it's odd when we're such a... in our nascent stages, just finding ourselves as a show, really, in this burgeoning industry of simultaneous live Facebooking and podcast recording.
Yeah.
But I'm going to plug a couple of shows that are influential.
Oh, what kind of shows?
Podcasts.
Oh, okay.
Dan Le Batard podcast.
Okay.
With Stugatz.
Okay.
And the Tony Kornheiser podcast.
Okay.
With Tony Kornheiser. And here's why. I listened to both of them today.
Okay.
A lot of stuff went on this weekend in sports. Kind of not real important stuff. And then some other stuff went on this weekend, not in sports, that was probably more important. Like, in terms of affecting day-to-day lives.
Uh-huh.
Not for some people. Heavy gamblers, definitely not.
Do you want to get specific about any of
those? And that's what's great about these shows. They did and they didn't. The Trump thing this weekend, ignoring the Constitution. So that the constitutional crisis that we're in.
Yeah.
And I'll say something. This is a pretty good country that when there's a constitutional crisis like this, a lot of countries would be shooting by now. And I'm sure there is some shooting somewhere.
Somewhere. Yeah.
But I remember when I lived in Amsterdam, for example, I believe the government there in the year I was there probably collapsed two or three times and reorganized. I think they do it like they're like, we're not getting anywhere with this. Okay, government collapse. And everyone like leaves and they're gone. And it's like the third news story. Ugh. Like today, Parliament collapsed again. This marks the record tying seventh time for this year. Pretty good Dutch English accent, actually.
Has everyone noticed Joe's new glasses finally?
I don't know if anyone has, but.
Also, we got a comment from Dawn about if we've given up on brushing our hair.
I put off getting a haircut for this
now. Yes, today. And
Molly,
I've had a stomach bug
since
yesterday.
Molly has an icky belly.
Which I thought was good.
I showered today, too. And that's the problem. I looked very scrubby earlier today.
Scrubby?
Yeah, hadn't shaved, hadn't showered for probably longer than normal amount of time. Significant time.
Yeah.
And I wanted to take a picture of how awful I looked with my old glasses and then go get a haircut, shower, and shave in a picture with my new glasses.
Before and after.
Right. I would look like a horrible bum in both pictures, but one I would be cleaner in.
Yeah.
With bigger glasses.
I like Joe's glasses.
And, of course, these glasses were actually purchased.
Crowdsourced
these glasses. So this is for you folks. If you were watching then and you're watching now, if we had a prize, I'd give it to you. Do you want this to look like you're more on the show and involved?
No.
And to put your hair back. I didn't know if you felt like.
No,
see?
I can't hear anything.
Perfect. Now we can talk. That's a great thing. We can do like quiz things there. You put those on.
I could hear something.
Well, you said you couldn't hear anything, so you were lying about that. Quiz show's out, guys. Sports. Or do you want to talk about your tummy problems? Or
no, I think we talked on Friday about how Valerie threw up on the plane. I think.
Yeah.
So
Molly, she threw up on a paper airplane.
Interesting.
No, it was bad. So sports. Do you know what happened in sports this weekend, Mo?
There was some tennis, the Australian Open.
Mm-hmm.
Federer beat Nadal, which I thought was cool.
Yes.
I watched a little of it last night.
Yeah.
I went to bed very early last night.
It was
night,
a replay of it.
A replay.
You knew the outcome.
Yes. And if I hadn't known the outcome, I would have watched longer because
yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
But I was tired.
Yeah. And a couple of times you, both of us audibly were impressed with the level of play.
Yes.
As, you know, and that is the best part of being a sports fan is when you're
gasping.
Well, when you are, that's the best part of sports to watch. When there are moments that are both high stakes enough
mm-hmm.
and an example of physical ability that transcends what you think is possible
mm-hmm.
at the same time, you know, that those rare combinations are like memorable just in terms of how impactful they
yeah.
are. They're great moments.
Well,
like Joe Montana throwing the touchdown in the back of the end zone against the Cowboys.
I think tennis is – I think there's sometimes where you react to something in basketball or football or hockey or something – or soccer certainly.
Yes.
And you're like, watch this, and you'll play it back, and I'll be like, all right.
Right.
Because to me, I don't –
right.
Certainly there are some things that I can acknowledge, like, well, that was
yeah.
an impressive dunk or whatever.
Right.
But a lot of times I'm like, this all –
Yeah. It's like rewinding a jazz piece of music and being like, listen to this little
well,
solo
every time
here.
You tell me to watch a goal, a soccer goal, it – to
they
me
all look
always
the same.
Looks the same. Which isn't that it isn't impressive – but it always looks the same.
It's a cross usually, and a guy comes
yeah.
in and kicks it.
But with tennis, I know how to play tennis.
Yes,
like I'm familiar, very familiar with
sure.
it. But it also there's only two people to keep track of, and to me, to me that's very helpful.
Yeah. Oh God, your volume has been so low. I realize now in retrospect.
It just went down. My mic went
down. We'll go back to the videotape, as Warner Wolf used to say.
Okay. But I think tennis is pretty straightforward, assuming you know what the lines on the court
are. Yeah. It's a simpler game to follow.
Yeah.
I mean, soccer, yeah. The offsides rule alone in soccer is enough to make it confusing.
Soccer's not hard to follow. It just there's not a lot of action.
Right.
Tennis is constant action.
That's true. Some would say there's constant action in soccer, but
okay.
I know
not
what you mean.
Constant scoring.
There you go. That's good point. And we already went over the women's result on Friday, didn't we?
Didn't we
know that at that point? But if not,
I don't know.
Well, let's spend a little time on it, but less in case we already did it.
I don't think we did. Yeah, we knew that they were playing,
oh yeah, it was that night
Serena
they played.
Won.
Yeah,
but it was not a
blowout.
6-4, 6-4.
Exactly.
That's
and again for her sister getting to the finals. She hadn't been to a finals in almost as long,
yeah.
I think, as it had taken Serena. I think it was like 2003 the last time she was in the finals in Australia. That's a long time apart.
It is. That's 14 years ago, some would say.
Well, now we got the numbers to back it up. So those were the important sports things. And, it was great that all the old-timers, again, I've talked about this a lot of times, but I like seeing athletes who are as close to my age as possible. It used to be I liked seeing athletes who were older than me and then who were exactly my age. But now I have to look to athletes who are...
Within 7 years.
Right. There are no athletes professionally...
Late 30s. Like mid to late 30s.
God, it would have been great to live in the age of Gordie Howe, who played in like till he was 54.
Oof.
I know. Oof is right. Oof is right. Other sports stuff happened. The Pro Bowl. What do you know about that, Mal?
I don't know anything about it.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah. It's like an all-star game for football. No one who is on one of the Super Bowl teams plays, and no one plays very hard because no one wants to get injured in the effing Pro Bowl.
That's exactly right. Although this one was apparently one of the more harder played ones than recent years. I guess they tried a little more. So
there
was some money on the line or something.
Do they always do it in Hawaii? Was it in Hawaii?
They used to always do it in Hawaii, and now I think this year it was in Miami or Jacksonville or something.
right.
That changes the tone. You're not bringing the family to Jacksonville. No offense to our listeners.
Our wide Jacksonville audience.
But, you know, that's Florida country. University of Florida Gator country. And Jacksonville Jaguars, I guess. You're interacting with people
online? I'm just laughing at Don's comment. Yeah. Have you seen the clip of Winona Ryder at the SAG Awards?
Yeah, all her reactions.
So
do I look like that?
No, she's saying that's what I should do while you're talking, but it made me... I wish I
you were thinking
been
about
able
that?
To seamlessly do that.
Oh, conjure up all those expressions?
It was really tough to watch. Start talking about something.
Well, the NHL All-Star Game was yesterday, too, and they did have money on the line for that. For example, the winning team split $1 million, and it was only like 8 or 9 guys on the winning team. So that's like $100,000 each to the winning team. Okay, so for our watchers, that was probably... Now, for the listeners, they don't know what happened there.
No. But that just sounded like you
Well,
talking.
Why don't you describe what was
I
happening?
I was making Winona Ryder faces.
Okay, so why don't you go through the faces again? And for our listeners, could you give a little description of what each of those
no
faces
are? No one wants to hit. Just watch
You
the...
do the faces, and I'll describe what they are, okay? Confused, a little scared, constipated, and longer constipated. Okay, those were the faces you made. So that was the sports part. We got into the 10-minute range by doing about 2 minutes of sports.
Yeah.
No, not yet.
Okay.
There's a segue. We have a sponsor today, too, folks.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting. And by sponsor, I mean someone gave us something, and we're going to show it for that.
They did not ask us to do this.
No, they didn't. But, clue to you, if you give us stuff we like, we'll show it to everyone else. Mm-hmm. Unless it's food. We'll eat it and talk about it then.
Yeah.
So you're going to go with that. All right. Well,
I didn't know. What am I? I don't understand.
I was going to segue from books to the book. It's too late. It's up.
Sponsor.
It's up. Let's talk about our sponsor. What a great way to go into a sponsorship. Typical. Today's show, go ahead, Molly.
It's brought to you by the Bob Culhan book, Getting to Yes And.
Now, we haven't read that book, as evidenced by our argument that we just had.
We have no group mind.
No, but had we read that book, what happened before us pitching it wouldn't have happened.
I
know that much just from the title, Yes And.
I would have listened all the way to the end of your sentence and not interrupted you,
right.
For one.
Right.
Yes, this is our friend Bob. He wrote this book. We both taught for his business program.
And that's what this is about. It's business improv.
Yeah. So.
And it talks about improv and it talks about business. So if you are interested in one or both of those things, this might be the book for you.
It's on
sale on
Amazon.
If you're going on Amazon to buy it, though, I suggest you go through the Catalog Living website.
Thank you, Joe.
Because every time you go through the Catalog Living website, Molly here gets like...
6 cents.
She gets a sixth sense every
time. Purchasing a book.
I know. So it's pretty annoying, actually, but you know, she likes it. I guess it's kind of cool for it to happen
I'm
for her.
I'm surprised you remembered that. That people can go through my website.
That's the thing. I have all my memories. Oh. They just don't come out in order.
Yeah, so go to catalogliving.net.
Yep.
And then you'll see an Amazon thing where you can buy my book. You don't have to buy my book.
No!
But just use that as your portal to Amazon, and then I get a kickback on everything you buy. So especially if you're going to buy like a big ticket item.
Woo, big ticket items from Amazon?
Go through
Who does that?
Catalogliving.net.
Do people do that?
We bought our rug.
We did?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't pay attention to that. So that was his book. We're going to get back to that if we have time in a couple minutes. But I wanted to talk about books because we're trying to clear stuff out, as you've heard me talk about a lot of times, threatening to sell my suits on this show as a promotion. I haven't gotten to that yet. But we may use some of those. In earlier episodes, I showed some hockey sweaters that I had. Maybe once we start getting some followers and some what's that website where you get all the money? Patreon?
Mm-hmm.
We're not at that point yet, but... Someday we'll offer prizes.
Okay.
Like a Calgary Flames jersey. Mm-hmm. Who wouldn't want that? Me. That's why I'm giving it away. But we have a bunch of books that we tried to get rid of.
Yep. And did.
Yeah. We were going to burn them, but we're going to wait a couple weeks on those until that starts happening more regularly.
Yeah. It's probably a place you can go.
I think
a book burning
place.
Area.
It's not long. It won't be long. Look it up if you didn't know what I was talking about. I hope everyone does. But we bought some books, this being one that's very popular these days. I've read it before.
I have read it.
I actually wanted Animal Farm. Exactly.
In eighth grade, seventh
exactly.
grade.
And this has a special preface by this edition. Walter Cronkite.
Ever heard of him?
Probably not, but I have. That'll be great to read. We traded our books in is what happened.
We did.
And I went to three different places to trade my books in. Yeah. And they were all great. One of them was the Iliad
In North Hollywood.
North Hollywood. Yeah. That was the first place I went. And that place was great. And that's where I got most of the books, in fact. George Orwell, I got at a different place in Van Nuys. A little independent bookstore just kind of off of Van Nuys Boulevard up by my dentist, Dr. Fields. So if you want to do the research
sponsors.
To figure that out.
Wow.
I didn't give any locations or anything. Anyway, and isn't Dr. Fields somebody's dentist on some kids show or something that we watch?
No, I think it's a book in Alexander and the
Terrible, Horrible,
No Good,
His dentist is
day.
Dr. Fields.
Yeah.
So my dentist is a celebrity, pretty much, is what that means. Other books that I got, Jean Le Carré, The Constant Gardener.
That's exactly how you say it.
I think that's supposed to be a good book.
Huh.
I don't know. People can tell us. This one I got today at the third place I went to in Hollywood. It's over by UCB. I don't know what it's called, but at the Catch 22, great price on this one. $5. Boom. And that's
and
a
brand new condition.
Brand new
as
condition.
As far as I can tell.
I was happy with all of those places.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, go to your local bookstore. You don't have to go to the ones I mentioned. Go to anyone. I've read this before, but I bought it to read it again. And
you don't want to say it out loud for the people who are listening?
Oh, Without Feathers, Woody Allen. I'm sorry.
Feathers.
And did I say Catch 22 by Joseph Heller?
Know.
And Constant Gardener by John Le Carré? I did say that. And George Orwell's 1984. I said
got
all
it.
Those.
Okay.
It's for the listeners. And then I got a couple other books.
Are these surprises to me?
No.
Oh.
Team of Rivals. This one Trump should read, but I hear he doesn't read.
All right. That's no surprise.
I know.
Doris Kearns Goodwin, have I already said this? Is this weird? Spoke at my college graduation the year before I graduated.
Oh, did you go to it?
I did. I did because I had friends graduating and I was still in town. So, but
okay.
But I didn't know. I feel like now I'm like, oh, Doris Kearns Goodwin. At the time, it was like,
sure.
Some historian.
Right. Had she written this book at that point, Team of Rivals?
Probably
not. I think it was probably shortly after. It won.
Yeah. I don't think
so
she
the
had.
Book won the Lincoln Prize. But it's about
Come
Abraham
on.
Lincoln. I mean, it's basically like doing a movie called The Oscars. Oh, it's called La La,
La, La
Land.
Land.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And then that book I bought because of a conversation with the famous improv group Bucket of Snakes.
Uh-huh.
They were talking about it, and I overheard them. And then this giant monster, The Personal Memoirs of Ulysses S. Grant.
I've never seen a book collect dust so quickly after entering our home.
Well, it's got a long ways to go in dust collecting, probably, because I got to read that other thick one first. But and then I got some that I saw on a list of funniest books, and these look like old books. One's called Lucky Jim, Kinsley Amis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then this one's called The Diary of a Nobody by George and Whedon Grossmith. A couple of brothers wrote this one. And I'll just read the top. Mr. Pooter, and that's all I have to really read. It says, Mr. Pooter is one of the most enduring figures in English fiction. So he's named Mr. Pooter, and I hope he lives up to his name.
Wow.
And then this one is Jerome K. Jerome, great name, Three Men in a Boat.
And these are supposed to be funny?
They're supposed to be funny. Well, they were on a list. You know I like
lists?
You know what my favorite book is.
Yes.
Why don't
Indeed.
You tell the audience?
Indeed.
Right.
Indeed.
A book that I still find funny, despite it being a couple of hundred years old.
Yeah.
You roll your eyes. It's still good satire.
No, I'm still working on my Winona Ryder.
It's a short read, too. So those are my recommendations, these books here,
you
even though I haven't read them.
Yeah.
I recommend them because I want people to like what
books.
I like.
Okay. Oh, we could do a book club.
Yes.
Maybe everyone could read a book.
Book club. Great idea.
Right.
Well, the book I just read that I finished was... The Time Machine did it, which is a John Swartzwelder book. I've got a few more of those to read. That was very good, too. That's my recommendation. Book club. Go do that one.
All right.
Because you're going to read that next because it's so short.
Okay.
Do we do call hand? Let's play the game now.
Oh, okay. Which role do you want to take? So we're going to use Bob Callahan's book, Getting to Yes and play... an improv game with it.
Yeah.
So
now, any good improv book, you should be able to play some kind of drinking and or improv game with it. Now, I'm going to guess in this one, the word, every time you see the word inculcate, or that's the one I'll say. He used to say that word a lot, and I used to, because it's rhymes with his name.
So anyone viewing right now, and there's, I'll be honest, there's not a lot.
That's all right. They'll view later.
Just type a number between
two and 150.
Yeah. Okay.
Just so put a number in if anyone's watching.
While we're waiting for that, what's going to happen is I'm going to, my dialogue will be supplied by Bob Culhane's book, Getting to Yes And, while Joe will be improvising his dialogue.
Yeah.
Oh, 36. Thank
great.
You,
36.
Annie.
Thanks, Annie.
Great.
So you do the first line because that'll set the tone for us here.
We bring
this is an improv.
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 I'm trying to keep the mic.
Keep your face in the mic.
I hear what you're saying.
Do you, though?
You have my undivided attention.
It seems like I don't. Oh, my God. I do. You cut your hand when you were trying to cut that cake. You were paying too much attention to me. Your hand is bleeding.
I am fully committed to listening to you.
Okay,
you'll
stop. Okay, okay.
You to the best of my ability.
You don't have to listen to me anymore. You should wrap that up right now. You're bleeding. You're bleeding a lot. Oh, God. Get a towel.
This is how I can relate to you.
No, not with it. That's an insult.
This is how I can support you.
Don't cut yourself again.
This
what are you
is
doing?
How I can
Why
be
are you stabbing yourself?
To you.
Stop, please.
This is how I am grateful to you for sharing this with me.
Oh, Jesus, your blood's all over me. How am I going to get. Oh, the cops are going to come. Oh, dear God.
Scene.
Wow. That is like any good improv scene. Start with an injury, end with a suicide.
It was violent. But Joe really raised the stakes in that scene.
Right away.
Mm, yeah.
And I have phobias about knives, so I just use truth in comedy right there.
Mm, that's another book. We'll
oh, yeah, yeah. That's if you that's a drinking game book more than an improv book.
Okay.
It's one of those game books. Like, oh, do you want to play a game? Yeah, here's this book. It's like, you want to learn improv? Just do scenes. Don't read a book. But business improv, that book.
Yeah.
I think that's about all we have on the roster for today. I have one more thing to say, which is that Sunday all the museums in L.A. were free. And we didn't take L.A. up on that.
Is that the end of that?
Well,
I want to speak to that.
Okay, yeah, you were sick.
I was sick.
But we had kind
also,
of bagged on doing it before.
Well, yeah, I many months ago, or a couple of months ago, I said, I want to stop saying no to doing things because I'm like, oh, it's going to be so crowded. It's going to be an ordeal. But sometimes I feel like that's okay. Like, ugh.
That's what places are sometimes. Places come with crowds.
Yeah. So I was thinking if we were going to go to one, we talked about going to the Natural History Museum. But I did actually look up while I was still in bed sleeping, but I was just hanging out because I didn't want to get up yet.
What?
It was like 8. I looked it up, and you had to get advance tickets for it.
Oh.
They were free, and they were sold out.
Great.
So I was
better.
But I feel bad because I was relieved that
you didn't have
oh,
the
good,
obligation to go.
Can't
then.
Go.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. And I don't like that. Like we should. I mean,
but that's real life.
It is.
That's real life right there for you.
I mean, glass half full. I was very, very sick yesterday, so thank God we didn't go wandering into.
Oh, that would have been awful.
Yeah.
Museums, I'm reminded, because I'm wearing my JFK Book Depository Museum shirt, which is a weird shirt to have. Now, when I was grocery shopping today, the woman said, I love museums. I was like, yeah. And then I mentioned that the museums were free. And she was like, is that a good one? And I had not gone to the museum. But first of all, the museum is it's the book depository. It's supposedly where JFK was assassinated from, most likely assassinated from. But let's give our conspiracy theory fans their place as well. But I just went into the museum was closed, but the gift shop was open.
When were you there?
I was on a gig in Dallas.
Oh, okay. But I got you that shirt.
No. Did you?
Yes.
No.
Yes, I did. I got you that shirt.
Well, we've got a poll for today's show then. I feel like we can only have one poll for the show because one of the shows I like does a bunch of polls.
No poll. I got you that shirt.
All right, no poll then, folks. Sorry. I put up a different poll. It's a real sportsy one. Okay, you got it for me. I kind of remember that. Oh, look, the faces. See, if only the listeners could see the faces. Mm. But the conversation I got in with the woman I was talking about museums, she's like, yeah, I wanted to go to the Getty tomorrow. And I was gonna say the Getty was free anyway.
Well, yeah, you got to pay to park.
But they would have had to pay to park anyway.
No, I think it was free.
Free parking?
Why would it have been listed on the free museum?
Oh, was it listed?
Yeah. I think it was free. But you had to get, you went to the Villa, you had to get your timed ticket. But
oh. Yeah. So you could have parked for free?
I think so.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
Annie supports that I got you that shirt.
Well, I'm not going to get any support on a lot of stuff in this show, and that's fine. And like I said, please tune in Wednesday because we have a recurring segment we're going to try out Wednesday. Oh, yeah. Let's finish up with this week's the Monday recurring segment. Molly's Monday.
I told you it was going to springing on me.
I told you
it was going to start with an M.
Well, just something to think about. Maybe today we just kind of brainstorm it. So it's out there.
Molly's Monday misery. My stomach hurts.
Okay, so every week something will hurt and you'll talk about it?
Oh, I thought it could change every Monday.
Oh.
This week it's Molly's Monday misery.
See, it's good that we workshopped it this much.
Or it could be Molly's Monday moment. And
yes.
I'll share a moment with you.
Oh, Molly's Monday moment is good. I like that.
Molly's
Monday morning. You talk about someone who died and you like mourn them. No, that's bad.
Molly's
Monday memories.
Memory. Okay.
Molly's Monday memories.
No.
Okay. I'm just brainstorming here. Just brainstorming.
Memories is good.
Memories are good.
Does it have to be a sports-related memory?
Well, we can workshop all this.
Okay.
We can workshop all this. Okay. All right. I think that's a good time to stop now. As always, our sponsor today, as always, is Getting to Yes And.
As always.
As always for today. It's always been our sponsor today. And you can find us on iTunes for our audio podcast in case you can't watch us right now and don't want to watch us later but want to listen to us later.
In the car.
Go to iTunes. And we'd love to get some followers on what's it?
Twitter.
Twitter, sure.
Sports Widow Show on Twitter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So get that's where our polls are usually. And pictures. We're going to start putting pictures up.
And listen, we have
maybe Molly's Monday memory could be a picture.
Okay. We have so few Twitter followers that honestly, anyone who follows us, like, just send us write to us and we'll write back on Twitter.
We'll incorporate it into the show.
We're into it.
Yeah,
yeah. Absolutely.
We're very interactive on the Twitter.
Yeah.
Starting now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It starts with you. We can't write you. You have to write us.
Yeah. Or like my sister just wrote farts with a Z.
I bet she does that somewhere every time she farts.
Yes,
she
Emily, writes we can down. See it.
Why would you write? You think you're doing graffiti? Your sister thinks she's graffitiing our show. Like, oh, wait till they turn back and look at it. Farts. All right. So for our audio listeners, and really all of our listeners are audio listeners, this is it for you folks. If you want that bonus feature, you got to guess what time we're going to be broadcasting. And we're Monday, Wednesday, Friday now.
Yeah.
We're three times a week. If we don't do it Wednesday, we'll try to do Thursday, Friday. And if we don't do it Monday, we'll try to do Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. And then if we don't, they All got right. it. All right. Bye, audio.
Bye.